This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Cases of Ebola virus are slowing down in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but it's still way too soon to say the deadly disease is beaten. That's the message from the World Health Organization, or WHO, which on Tuesday also hailed the decision by European regulators to greenlight the production of a new Ebola vaccine. This will help prevent future outbreaks from spreading, the agency's Christian Lindmeier told UN News' Daniel Johnson.
So first of all, it's a great news to have the first ever pre-qualified Ebola vaccine. This is fantastic news because this means that production can be accelerated throughout the world. Multiple manufacturers could get onto it, and future outbreaks or anything later can be prevented much easier. And in between outbreaks, we can vaccinate in areas where another one is anticipated.
Does it mean there's going to be greater coverage and greater protection of people? Because at the moment, not everyone, it's not a mass vaccination program, it's targeted vaccinations.
It should remain a targeted vaccination because it makes no sense to vaccinate people who are not at all in the line of any Ebola outbreak or in a possible Ebola outbreak. But healthcare workers in areas which are potentially dealing with outbreaks, that would be a first line use, of course. In the midterm, in the shorter midterm, though, we have to see that there will be no immediate impact of this licensing in the DRC, because it will take a good half year to get a pre-licensed and pre-qualified vaccine out onto the market. So in the meantime, the vaccination will continue to go on with the experimental vaccines that they have been using in the DRC so far.
Because there are two vaccines and only one, as you say, has just been approved, and it will be coming on stream in about, 6 months or so. In the meantime, where are we with the Ebola outbreak? It started 1st of August last year. WHO, World Health Organization, saying we're not out of the woods yet, but that's because of security, isn't it, mainly?
That's mainly it. So what we are seeing right now is a slowdown of cases in the DRC, which is good news. We still have over 3,000 cases and over 2,000 deaths out of this, so a fatality rate of 60% that remains. But again, the good news is cases are slowing down. But it's way too early to cry victory because we see a high mobility of the population. So more than 50% of the new cases we see are moving out of the zones, on the move away from the zone where they got infected. So that has to do with the high mobility, but also with the security situation. And as long as we can't get to the very last pockets and can't find people in some of the pockets because it's a security risk, we will have real problems stopping this outbreak for good.
You talk about the insecurity, and there have been hundreds of attacks on health centers and health workers since the start of the year, which is really shocking. So maybe you could just explain, what is the situation like for people who are living in fear of attacks? Because there are more than 100 armed groups, we're told, in northeastern DRC. How are you managing to keep their trust and get them to the health centers for treatment for Ebola when they need it, which is right away?
I think we need to put it into context, because it's important to see, despite all these attacks which we see in the news, because every single attack makes headlines, the acceptance of the Ebola responders and of foreigners, strangers coming into villages and taking loved ones away, bringing them to treatment centers, or in case of deaths, helping or assisting or even doing the burials in a different way than a traditional burial would have to be done. The acceptance of this is very high, way over 90%. So the community is helping a lot in this outbreak to help stop it. But there remains resistance due to political violence, due to militia conflicts, due to also distrust, a lot of distrust towards the authorities. So it's very difficult to reach these last pockets and to convince these last remaining groups to work with the responders, because in any case, it's only in the benefit of the whole country, of every group, to get rid of this very deadly disease.